Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, my name's Jeff. I have a little cockatiel named Pipsqueak who has been to you guys once before.
Yeah.
He's now 13 weeks old, I believe, and I was wondering if that's old enough to get him microchipped.
Okay. He would be fully weaned, is he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we've done a health check on him?
Yep, only a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. 13 weeks. Let me just pop you on hold. I'm pretty sure that if he's fully weaned and everything, that should be okay. There was nothing found on health check that was a concern or anything?
He had an infection in his call and was on antibiotics for a little while, but that's all cleared up and he's gained heaps of weight since then.
Okay. And what's your surname for Pipsqueak?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Back in July. Okay, I'll just double check just to make sure that that's okay age. They'll probably just do obviously a quick check of him prior to doing the microchip just to make sure they're happy with the way everything is going and everything.
I'll probably get his nails clipped at the same time because they're a little bit sharp.
Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, and he's not currently on any medications now?
No, he's great. He's finished all that.
Excellent. Okay, then let me just pop you on hold. It won't be too long.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding...
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just check with Dr. Brock, who's our vet here. He said what we would do first is just do a quick check to make sure everything is going okay after we've been on the medications. If everything clears and is okay, then we can go ahead and do the microchipping on the same day.
Awesome. Have you got any availability on Saturday?
We wouldn't be doing the microchipping on a Saturday just because of availability with nurses because we have to do it under an anaesthetic. If you can work it to be on a weekday, that's when we would do it.
Okay, what's the latest possible appointment that you have? Any day.
Okay, because we have to have an anaesthetic. If you need an afternoon, it would have to be early afternoon just because we need to do the anaesthetic, make sure that they... obviously recover and then can go home. So we wouldn't do it late in the afternoon.
Okay. So what's the latest that I could book then?
Yep, sure. Let me just have a look here.
It'll probably be in a couple of weeks' time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the latest would probably be about a 2:30 appointment.
Okay. Have you got any availability for sort of the 18th, 19th?
Okay. Yeah, I can do the 18th, which is a Thursday.
Wonderful. I'll do it then.
Excellent. Okay. Now, does Pipsqueak get any fruit or veggies or anything like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what we would ask you to do is not to give any fruit or veggies for at least a couple of hours prior to the appointment, and then just withhold some of the food about an hour before coming in, just because we need to make sure that their crop is all nice and empty, having an anaesthetic. So do the revisit first, and then we would go ahead and do the microchipping after that, if all okay. Excellent. Okay, therefore we'll see you at 2:30 on Thursday the 18th.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.